Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Trump has three powerful financial weapons to save himself from the growing left-wing revolt that threatens to turn into a kinetic civil war and possibly a left-wing military coup against the Trump administration. So let's start with the fact that DOGE is cutting off the slush fund money that powers the artificial economy that the Democrats depend on in order to report GDP, for example, and to keep the economy apparently going, and also to fund their own election rigging, their bribes, their fraud. Basically, it was all a giant slush fund money laundering operation under Democrats. And it worked. It worked for a while. It wasn't going to work long term. But it's been working for a couple of decades, and that's what Democrats relied on. Well, when Trump and Elon Musk and Team Doge came into the scene here and they said, look, we're going to cut off all this waste and fraud. And they were joined by RFK Jr., Secretary Kennedy, who has cut a lot of waste out of HHS already. And Lee Zeldin, who has cut massive amounts of waste out of the EPA, I think something like $20 billion. Other cuts in the state, in the DOD, have already been achieved, and more are coming. The bottom line is massive cuts are taking place, and this is causing a collapse of the artificial economy. And what this looks like is, of course, all this free money that had been floating around is no longer available for people to spend on restaurants and retail shopping and airplane tickets and vacations and whatever. So all these Democrats that have been living the high life with all this free money, well, all of a sudden, their money's cut off. They don't have the free money. They can't do all these luxury things anymore. Their spending has stopped. And DOGE has also cut off hundreds of thousands of government credit cards that were being used fraudulently, of course. So a whole lot of spending has stopped. The short-term impact of this is that retailers are going to go bankrupt in record numbers. There's a lot more coming. Many bankruptcies have already been announced, and also restaurants and local services, even online retailers, are going to take a pretty heavy cut because a lot of spending came from the artificial economy, the slush fund money. So this is going to result in tens of millions of Americans being out of work. I mean, the number is going to get insane. It's going to look bad. I mean, the reset, it is going to be chaotic, but it has to be done. I'm not being critical of Trump cutting the size of government or cutting all this spending. That needed to be done. But there's going to be some short-term pain as a result. The thing is, the radical left is going to use this to recruit people to join a massive left-wing uprising. It's going to turn kinetic, and it's going to have a lot of participation. And of course, some of the globalists will be funding these operations as well. Going to be people protesting for money, you know, I mean, paid to protest against Trump or to protest against Tesla. And the protests against Tesla have already begun, and they are just getting started. They're going to ramp up way more than what you're seeing right now. You're going to see radical leftists firebombing Tesla dealerships, setting fire to people's cars, attacking people who own Teslas. I mean, it's completely insane. And I'm not saying don't own a Tesla. I don't own a Tesla. I'm just not a fan of electric vehicles. I prefer diesel myself. But if you own a Tesla, you should be packing self-defense firearms. You know, if it's legal in your state, make sure you check your local laws, but you need to defend yourself. Many Tesla owners are going to be targeted for extreme violence by the radical left. But of course, the violence won't stop there. The radical left is going to do in 2025 and 26 what they only dreamed about doing in 2020, or even 2016 for that matter. But remember how they were protesting Trump during the 2020 campaign and they were firebombing everything and CNN was reporting, oh, a mostly peaceful protest. Well, it's going to get a whole lot worse. And there's a very real risk that the radical left could convince the military to carry out an attempted coup against President Trump. Now, I know Pete Hegseth is the Secretary of Defense, and he wouldn't put up with that, but there can be rogue elements of the military. There are rogue elements. And if Hegseth doesn't do a good job cleaning out those left-wing traitors, and there's a lot of them, there's a lot of four-star generals that are left-wing traitors. If you don't clean them out, they can turn against you. So what Hegseth needs to be doing is retiring all the libtards in the Pentagon as quickly as possible. We'll see if that happens. But there could also be National Guard uprisings from liberal states, like California, for example. In any case, the risk of civil war is really going to grow. It's going to get very, very strong as people suffer price inflation, job loss, and economic collapse. And all of those things are coming. So, that said, what can Trump do in order to quell the uprising and to stay in power? Well, Trump has three super weapons that he can deploy, and I believe he will deploy. All three of these are, in essence, financial weapons in order to appease the masses. Because, you know, when people are broke and angry and have nothing to do and no money and can't afford to eat, man, that's when revolutions occur. When people are starving, they take to the streets. So how is Trump going to solve this? Well, three things. Number one, very simple, universal basic income. And I believe that Trump is going to roll out a UBI. Now, as an Austrian economics student, I don't support UBIs. I don't support government handouts and government subsidies of the citizens. So this is not something I advocate. I'm simply describing what I think is about to happen. Trump is going to issue a UBI so that everybody in America gets paid a certain amount of money that they can use to afford groceries and maybe to pay rent depending on the city in which you live. And maybe the UBI will be proportional to the cost of living of your zip code or something. I'm not even sure. It's possible. You know, people in more expensive zip codes could get more money this way. But in any case, this UBI will no doubt be granted to people through some sort of digital currency system that will effectively become a CBDC. Now, this is going to exist in parallel to the current system, in my view. And if you don't want to be controlled by the government or a future government, much less Trump himself, if you don't want to be controlled, then don't take the money, don't sign up for the CBDC. But if you don't, then you're going to be giving up the so-called free money that everybody else is taking. And so it's going to be more difficult for you to compete, since all this money flooding the system digitally will cause prices of things like groceries to rise. So you'll have to come up with that money yourself if you don't take the CBDCs. But if you do take the CBDCs, then you're going to be in the surveillance grid. Personally, I won't take the CBDC. I just won't do it, period. Not going to happen in my life. But the UBI will be accepted by most people, and Trump will become instantly more popular among, you know, tens of millions of people and say, well, Trump's giving me free stuff, which is really a horrible model for how to have a sustainable society or a sustainable government. But it's popular because, yeah, people are stupid and you give them free money and they're like, yay, just give me more free money. Because that's what the Democrats were doing to their people, you know, through all the slush fund money, the USAID, the NGOs, all of it. It's just free money for Democrats. Free money for those who donate back to the Democrat Party, right? So really, USAID was a UBI run by Democrats for the benefit of Democrats. So let's not pretend that we don't have a UBI. We do. We've had a UBI this entire time. It's just been only to the Democrats. Well, Trump's just going to expand the UBI to essentially everyone, and he's going to use it to try to stop the revolt. And it will be effective. It will be largely effective. But that's only one weapon of three that he has, or I don't know if weapon's the right word, secret tools, secret prizes. All right, what's the second one? Ending the income tax. Now, Trump has already promised to end the federal income tax on all earners under $150,000 a year. But what if he just ended it completely? What if he ended the income tax and shut down the IRS? The happiness factor of that cannot be underestimated. People would be absolutely thrilled. Not simply because they would no longer have to pay this tax money to the federal government, but more importantly, Because the IRS, it's a waste of time trying to comply. It's a waste of time doing your taxes. It's a waste of time scrounging up receipts and doing all that unnecessary accounting. And it's also, now let's be honest, the IRS is a terrorist organization. They run around terrorizing people and threatening you all the time, threatening you with seizing your bank accounts and taking your home and taking all your assets if you don't do what they say. And half the time what they demand, it's an error. They made an error, but they won't admit to it. You know, you try to correct the error, takes forever. You have to hire accountants. Maybe you have to hire attorneys. I mean, it's a nightmare. So getting rid of the nightmare will make a lot of people happy. People who work in particular. So imagine these two things now, a UBI and ending the IRS. The happiness factor will be huge. There won't be a revolt in that scenario if Trump accomplishes those two things. The people will remain calm. There will be a sense of great happiness because even though maybe you lost your job, well, you don't have to pay taxes anymore and you're getting free money from the Trump administration. So kind of all evens out and you don't even have to work for some of these people. When not that they were working anyway, you know, the government workers, but they won't have to work at all. So they'll actually be pretty happy as long as they can maintain their lifestyle and not have to work. Yeah, they're okay with that. They don't think about the long-term consequences that this whole system is not sustainable, obviously, that it will lead to the economic collapse of America eventually, well, of the currency. Yeah, they don't care. They just want their handouts as quickly as possible, as large as possible. And if Trump keeps promising them all these handouts and all this free money and no taxes, hey, they're all in for that. Okay, what is Trump's third secret weapon? Well, if for some reason those two weapons already mentioned, if they don't work, then there's a third secret weapon. And this would flood the economy with money, and it would make people really happy, and it would absolutely cause a huge increase in economic activity and the GDP, and restaurants would be booming and retailers would be booming, and it would just look like a whole new golden era has been unleashed for America. And what is that secret tool? He can refund the last 5 years of taxes that people paid. Or 2 years, you know, or 3 years, or whatever. But let's just call it 5 years, just for the sake of this thought experiment. So suppose he refunds 5 years of federal taxes that people paid. Well, all of a sudden, the people who worked for a living are going to get a windfall of money back. Depending on how much they paid, you know, some people pay 30, 40% of their salary to the federal government, right? So let's say if you get 3 years of taxes back, then that's essentially getting like one full year of your income for free. Imagine getting a bonus from the Trump administration that's equal to 1 year of your income. Free and clear. No taxes on it. If you make $100,000 a year, then in the experiment here, you would get roughly $100,000 back based on 3 years of tax refunds, okay? So you get $100,000 in cash. What are people going to do with that money? Well, of course, they're going to go out and spend. They're going to buy houses. They're going to buy consumer goods. They're going to buy vacations. They're going to buy cars, etc. Everything's going to look awesome at first. You know, the car company's record profits, right? Everybody record profits, record spending, restaurants are booming, everything's booming, hair salons, you know, everything. Gonna be great until the inflation kicks in, which will be delayed, but it will happen because you can't just massively increase the money supply without causing price inflation, which is, in essence, dollar devaluation. But see, here's the thing. The typical American, okay, not you listening to this, but the typical American doesn't understand anything about money printing or inflation or dollar devaluation or anything. They're just living paycheck to paycheck. And when prices go up at the grocery store, they typically don't blame the president. They blame the grocery store. Even Democrats, like Democrats in the Senate and the House, are so stupid, they blame grocery stores for increased prices that are actually caused by money printing. They blame grocery stores.
And Democrats want to put like price ceilings on groceries, like government price controls, because they say the grocery stores are charging too much. See, that's how stupid they are, but that's the way a lot of people think. So they don't even know why the prices are going up, but they do know they're getting a free check every month from Donald J. Trump. And knowing Trump and how he's a good marketer on this, he'll probably have his name on the check or his name on the, you know, whatever, the email notice or however people get paid. It'll be his name on the debit card. It'll be like the Trump, you know, free stuff for me debit card, right? And Trump's smiling face will be on the card. So everybody will see Trump giving them free money. So they won't want to go to war with him. And then when they go to the grocery store, everything's really expensive, but they don't know why. And so what Trump is doing is shifting the blame to the retailers, in essence, instead of the government taking the blame, or the Fed and the Treasury, for printing so much money. So these three secret weapons together will stop any uprising. It will stop the revolt. It'll stop it cold. And it'll create a lot of defenders of Trump, a lot more than he has now. People will say, we got to protect Trump because, you know, he ended the income tax. If Trump gets thrown out of office and the Democrats come back in, they'll reinstate the IRS. Of course they would. And price controls and money printing, slush fund, you know, criminal behavior, whatever the Democrats do. All right, so listening to this, you may be thinking, well, where is Trump going to get all this money to fund the government, to end the IRS, refund taxes, and give out UBIs? Okay, and I'm going to challenge you on that and say, you're not even asking the right question. That's the wrong question. It's not, where is the government going to get the money? Because obviously, the government has what Elon Musk called 14 magic money computers. So if you say, where is the government going to get the money? Well, they have 14 magic money machines. All they do is boot them up, turn them on, send out the money. Okay, so there's your answer. Don't ask me, where is the government going to get the money? Oh, the government's going to be short on revenue. No, it's not. They have 14 magic money computers. Just create all the currency they want at any time. So it's not a question of where is the government going to get the revenue. The question is, what are the impacts of creating trillions of extra dollars every year and flooding it into the hands of the American people? And you know the answer to that. You know the answer. Rapid dollar devaluation, rapid price inflation, probably internationally more countries will abandon the dollar for trade because it keeps losing value so rapidly. And you're going to see both gold and probably some crypto skyrocket in terms of dollars. Now, crypto is really volatile. We just never know for sure where it's going to go. But gold, that's a certainty. Gold is going to go up and up and up in dollars because dollars are losing value. So right now, gold is about $3,000 an ounce, which means, I mean, the proper way to describe this is that $1 buys 1/3,000th of an ounce of gold. Well, with dollar devaluation taking place, if the dollars lose half their purchasing power, then $1 would only be able to buy 1/6,000th of an ounce of gold, right? And so that would price gold at what? $6,000 an ounce. And yeah, that's going to happen. That's a no-brainer. I can tell you right now, 100% prediction, gold's going to be $5,000 an ounce. Yep, gold's going to be $6,000 an ounce. Yep, gold's going to be $8,000 an ounce. Of course it will. Gold's going to be $10,000. Yeah, of course it will. It's just a question of when. We just don't know when. You know, back in the 1990s, gold was $280 an ounce. Now it's more than 10 times that. It's $3,000 plus an ounce. It's going to be 10 times that at some point. It's going to be $30,000 an ounce. Yes, it will happen. If the dollar still exists, that is, at that time, which we can't be sure that it will. But yeah, gold is going to tend to hold value while dollars lose value. So what you're going to see is that this system will eventually fail. It will keep Trump in office. It will prevent the uprising. And in a sense, it will also help restore some freedom to the American people who have been, you know, completely screwed by the IRS and all the money printing and everything. More money printing will steal more purchasing power from you, but at least you won't have to comply with the terrorist IRS. So that's one benefit. But the smart people in this, the smart people, will trade out their currency for real assets. And that's your secret. That's my secret. That's our secret weapon, so to speak, or strategy to being able to survive this. So if Trump floods you with money, let's say you earn $100,000 a year and Trump gives you a refund of your last 3 years of taxes, so you get approximately $100,000 back. What should you do with that $100,000? I mean, if you're smart, if you're wise. Now, stupid people will go out and buy vacations and things that lose value very quickly, things that depreciate rapidly, or just consumer goods, or even, you know, vehicles, which don't tend to hold value very much. Smart people will take that $100,000 and they'll buy either gold or land. Or maybe something else that holds real value, like, I don't know, buying shares in a producing oil well or something that actually has value. But gold is the obvious one. So smart people will take that $100,000 and buy gold. What will happen to gold? Gold will skyrocket as a result. So at that point, gold might be $5,000 an ounce or more. So, well, still, you could get 20 ounces for your $100,000. And that's still wise, probably, because we know where the dollars are going. Dollars are going to zero. Gold will continue to hold value. And at some point in this whole thing, at some point, Trump is going to have to default on the dollar debt. And it will probably, at least this is my guess, it will involve issuing a new currency, which I'm calling the new dollar. And that new dollar will be backed by some kind of gold or silver, most likely, to give it some intrinsic value. And then the old dollar will just be printed into oblivion to pay off all the debt. And it's that old dollar that'll be used to give people a UBI. So you get your UBI, and the treasury holders will get their treasury money back. You know, they get their loans back. This is what it's going to look like, in my opinion. You're going to have two currencies, effectively. One currency that's worthless, and another currency that's backed by gold that tends to hold value. So in light of this, right now, looking at gold or silver, it's priced at a discount. So right now, gold is $3,000-something an ounce. Silver is, what, $34 an ounce? I mean, that's spot price, I guess, or $33, $34 spot plus, you know, $4 or $5, whatever, for the premium over that. So you can pick up silver coins for like $37 or $38, whatever it is. You can pick up gold coins for $3,100 or $3,150 or whatever. I don't know the price. $3,200, whatever it is. Okay, it's something in that range. Those prices are discounted. Because the banking cartel, in collusion with the Treasury, has been artificially suppressing those prices to keep the price of gold and silver down. As a result, there's effectively a government subsidy on gold and silver. You're getting it at a steep discount compared to its actual value right now. So when you, quote, buy gold, you're not even really buying gold. That's not the way I look at it. You're exiting fiat. And you're trading fiat for money. Because gold is money, fiat is not. That is fiat currency. It's not money. It's just currency. It has no value, ultimately, no intrinsic value. So exiting fiat means trading fiat for gold. And that's when you actually have money. And no matter what happens to the currency, or any currency, the euro, the yen, you know, whatever currency you can think of, whatever happens, gold will still be king. Gold is king. So if Trump does this, unleashes these weapons to stay in power and hands out a bunch of money to a bunch of people, it's going to make people happy. It's going to make the dollar collapse in value pretty rapidly. Be wise and swap out fiat for gold to get ahead of this at whatever opportunity makes sense for you. Obviously, do your own research. Obviously, get professional opinions. Obviously, understand that gold has price risk, etc. But when you're ready to look at gold and silver seriously, of course, check out our sponsor in that space, metalswithmike.com, which takes you to the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. It's a second-generation company that they've been around for many decades. Secure, trusted, customer service, excellent pricing, guaranteed delivery. When you're ready for gold and silver in your hands, this is the right place to go. metalswithmike.com. They'll treat you right, as they have thousands of our listeners and customers over the years, because they've been our exclusive gold partner for many, many years. And I've been offered, I just want you to know, I've been offered, it's crazy, I've been offered by some other company $100,000 a month to switch and promote their product, which is a bait and switch, overpriced scam. And I said, no freaking way. $100,000 a month, folks. That's what I was offered. In effect, I was offered that to rip off my own listeners, which I won't do. So I don't earn any commission from Treasure Island, by the way. They are a sponsor. They pay for sponsorship, but I don't earn commissions or affiliate fees. So check them out, metalswithmike.com. Honest, high integrity, real physical gold and silver in your hands. And then, yeah, whatever Trump hands out in terms of freebies, yeah, take that currency and buy more gold with it or land, something that's got real value. All right, thank you for listening. Listen to more of my interviews and podcasts at brighteon.com. Check out my articles at naturalnews.com. And also, you can follow me at brighteon.social or X at Health Ranger. Thanks for listening. Take care. All right, we've got some new things to share with you here, including my new music album, which we'll talk about in a second. But we have a new docuseries available at brightu.com, which is Brighteon University. It's called Feel Good Gut Health, and it's all about supporting your gut health. And that is running starting March 22nd. And if you sign up for it, it's free to watch. You, of course, you always have the option to purchase it if you want, or you don't have to. You can just watch one episode every day as it goes on a loop each 24 hours, and you can watch the whole thing for free. That's at brightu.com. Now, at our store, healthrangerstore.com, we have an assortment of really high-end products. Some of them are just back in stock that can help also support your natural gut health. And I put a little collection on my desk here. Let me show you. We've got Fermented Super 30. That's on the left side there with the orange label. That is 30 foods and superfoods that are fermented to really express the full nutrient properties of those foods. It's a powder that you can mix in with smoothies and other things. We've also got a probiotic drink mix with kombucha. We have cherry and we have pomegranate flavors. That's what you're seeing there. Those are available right now, healthrangerstore.com. We have NAC capsules, which is really crucial for supporting your body's natural detoxification process, which is also part of supporting your gut health. You have to detoxify your gut, detoxify your blood. And you know, there are a number of strategies for that, but NAC can help support that natural process. Then we have a new and really popular oat milk product, which has no guar gum, no carrageenan, and it doesn't have any thickeners, and it doesn't have any calcium carbonate in it whatsoever. Because a lot of other oat milk products out there, you're actually drinking chalk. They literally just put chalk in it. That's what calcium carbonate is, to make it milky and white. So if you don't want to drink chalk, but you love oat milk, then get our oat milk at healthrangerstore.com. It's completely chalk-free and carrageenan-free as well. You're going to love it. We've got clean chlorella there in a couple of different forms. Chlorella has a very strong capability of supporting detoxification and helping to clean out your gut. Just, you know, read the label and consume it as directed. And remember, all of this is part of the Feel Good Gut Health
theme that we have going on right now. So go to brightyou.com to sign up for Feel Good Gut Health. That's free. One other thing I want to show you is that my music album is now available. And it's available at Spotify. We have the Amethios is my artist name. There it is, Amethios. And then we also have the album called The Awakening. And that album has 9 songs on it. One thing that's missing is I want my bailout money. But I've got another song that I'm working on right now called All Our Dreams Come True. And I just brought a little speaker. I'm just going to play a few seconds of that new song, which will also be available at Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and iHeartRadio. And did I say Amazon? You can get all these on Amazon.com as well. But I want to play for you a little snippet of the new song that's coming out. It's about human liberty and freedom. I just want to play a little bit of the chorus and the first verse for you here. So we'll do this, and then that'll be the conclusion of this video. Here we go.
If we could comply our way to freedom, then we could bomb our way to peace. We could print our way to riches, give away everything for free. If we could tax our way to liberty and lie our way to truth, then tyrants in big government would make all our dreams come true. A farmer in Montana forced to cull his chicken flocks.
All right, folks, that's a little bit of that song, a little teaser. That's coming out soon. Be sure to follow my album at Spotify or other music services. Enjoy the music. You can also, by the way, let me show you another page. You can go to music.brighttown.com, and there you can see all of the music videos that we have available, and you can download MP3 files there for the songs that we have videos for. Like, here's a video for Do What We Say, which is another new song on that album. So enjoy this music video, which is humanity overcoming the Terminator giant robot mechs in a dystopian sci-fi future. I think you'll really enjoy these songs. They all have a pro-human, pro-liberty focus to them. So thank you for all your support, and shop with us to support us at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for all your support. Take care.